Random House Audio presents The One and Only by Emily Giffen. Read for you by Sophia Willingham. Chapter 1. I should have been thinking about God, or the meaning of life, or simply grieving the fact that my best friend was now motherless, and my own mother without her best friend. Instead, I found myself gazing into the sleek mahogany coffin, lined with generous folds of ivory silk, silently critiquing Mrs. Carr's lipstick, a magenta with blue undertones that subtly clashed with her coral dress, the same one she had worn to Lucy's wedding nearly 5 years ago. More problematic than the shade of lipstick, though, was the application. Someone, clearly low on the beauty industry totem pole, had color just outside the lines as if to create fuller lips. It was an optical illusion that never fooled anyone, and seemed wholly unnecessary given the circumstances. After all, there would be no photos taken today, no professional albums filled with various combinations of family and friends posing with Mrs. Carr, horizontal but front and center. In fact, the entire custom of fancying up a corpse for an open casket funeral seemed suddenly ridiculous. Cremation was definitely the way to go. It was the way I wanted to go, rather than risk the possibility of going out on a bad hair day. Without a husband or sibling, I made a mental note to convey my final wishes to Lucy after some time had passed. She was really the only person it made sense to tell. Besides, Lucy got shit done. She was like a decisive committee with